I hardly remember a summer like this one, with almost 2 months of scorching hot, dry weather with absolutely no rain. For just a few, they remember well the dirty 30s, and this seems very reminiscent of those days. Many times the skies looked hopeful in expectation of dropping a little moisture, but to no avail. Finally on Sunday night the heavens broke open to quench the parched earth. I can honestly say it was a well-received reprieve, but too late for the farmers and not beneficial right now. It seems to be an extremely stressful situation for farmers when nature doesn't cooperate with the circumstances and the variables are not in their favor. A speech made by Paul Harvey in 1978 and reworked into a Super Bowl ad in 1990 is a heartwarming tribute to farmers. And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, "I need a caretaker." So God made a farmer. God said, "I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper and then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board." So God made a farmer. "I need somebody with arms strong enough to rustle a calf and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to call hogs, tame cantankerous machinery, come home hungry, have to wait lunch until his wife's done feeding visiting ladies and tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon, and mean it." So God made a farmer. God said, "I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, 'Maybe next year.' I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of haywire, feed sacks and shoe scraps. And who, planting time and harvest season, will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, then, pain in from, tractor back, put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in mid-field and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer. God said, "I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to tame lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadow lark." It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed and rake and disc and plow and plant and tie the fleece and strain the milk and replenish the self-feeder and finish a hard week's work with a 5-mile drive to church. Somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh, and then reply, with smiling eyes, when his son says he wants to spend his life doing what dad does. So God made a farmer. The whole article can be read at https://www.theatlantic.com/politics/archive/2013/02/Paul-Harvey's-1978-so-God-made-a-farmer-speech/272816/the views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.